Hey everyone, yes, it is that time again, another Divine Purpose Insights podcast for you. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for joining me today. We do this every week. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Today, let's win. How does that sound? There are certainly many ways to go about winning in life. We can gain special mastery at our craft or our sport or our work. We can win by endurance or by our wits. Today, I want to focus on how to surrender and win. So this is not about actively doing something smart or brave or tough or intelligent. It isn't about fighting against something or someone and beating them. In fact, it's the very opposite of that last thing. It's about surrender. It's about absolutely stopping the fight and thereby really winning the battle and the day. So let's think about this. When we're particularly challenged, we sometimes find that the more we struggle to beat that challenge, the more frustrated and exhausted and confused we might be. Isn't that the case? Do we sometimes find that the thing or person that we want to beat takes on an outsized place in our thinking and in our lives? It's the very thing we want to beat back and get beyond, but it's absolutely occupying our thought and becoming, I might say, actually kind of a god to us. I can totally see this in my own life at times. I know that when something troubles me, I can tend to ruminate or analyze and maybe plan my next attack or my defense and get totally focused on that very thing or person that I wish would really just disappear. My purpose is to be rid of the problem, and yet I've made that problem or situation, person or whatever, my total focus, and I'm looking to it and its resolution as the thing by which in that moment I live or die. I can't let it go. So it's with me everywhere, affecting my disposition, my concentration, what I'm able to give to others, even my health. Well, what if I paused and remembered my true and only God, the one real power? What if I just took a moment to stop fighting and giving a lot of life to that enemy and began to give it to God, to the truth? To the life that is good and powerful and loving, instead of to the conflict and the fear and the fight. This is surrender. It may sound like giving up, but what it is releasing the hold on the problem and giving control back to God, who not only knows what to do with that problem, the seeming problem, the so-called problem, but is God is also always a winner, so we become winners too by losing a personal sense of needing to fix and to change and adjust and resolve and to heal and to beat. So we're giving up the problem's hold on us, and we gain not only some, you know, nice R&R from the battlefield, but we actually make space in our consciousness for better and more winning ideas to come in and to be heard. You know I'm right. I mean, how many times have you tried to write back to an email that got you upset? And you wrote and rewrote and agonized and got angry all over again. And you got mad at yourself for getting angry and then got mad at the individual again for making you into this crazed person. When in fact, you have simply agreed that this has to be a fight and that you, by God, have got to win it. And then you simply exhausted yourself and said, well, forget it. I can't do this anymore. And lo and behold, when you were not thinking about it, you had a thought gently knock on the door of your thinking and have a very simple and unexpected way to say what you wanted to say or whatever, and you felt a peace in sending it. Or that individual, in the time that you forgot about it and surrendered to God, whether you knew that you were doing that or not, a resolution occurred without you doing anything. A phone call came in, a clarification of a mix-up, some grace-filled answer either in your inbox or in your thought. It really does work. And the surrender also means, and I'm sure I brought it up in other podcasts, it's surrendering to the moment. It means just agreeing that this is what's happening right now, and I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to instead recognize that I'm right where I need to be, and I can let go of needing to know what everything is about and just release to this moment and whatever it seems to be offering me. The words came to me this morning, embrace change. And then following that, embrace lack of change or sameness. So that's kind of the same thing. Whatever's in front of you, surrender to it. So for example, here's an example. Maybe I heard my apartment building is being renovated and I'm going to have to move out. Well, I could totally go into anger and freak out mode. It wouldn't be unexpected and nothing to be ashamed of if I did, but let's say instead I just embrace this. I just decide this is what's happening right now. I trust God and His timing, so I'm surrendering to this. It's an opportunity to release and to discover something new and right and good rather than making it something that has to rile me. Yeah, sure, there's going to be steps to take, but in this moment, I don't even need to take those steps yet. I just need to still thought enough to allow for those steps to unfold and not wear myself out and down with emotions that might not be unusual but are making a big trauma out of what may in fact be a big blessing. It's making an enemy with the new thing rather than making peace with it, making it a friend. And allowing God to lead and to show, trusting His care rather than being fraught and fighting. Similarly, and this is really hard for me, we can embrace when things don't change. I know there's times where we feel there just isn't anything going on that feels right or productive, or we seem like we're stuck in a situation that isn't our favorite. It doesn't mean we give up on what might be more joyful and right for us, but we can also let go of the need to make everything happen right away or to be frustrated when things don't appear to change or offer us new opportunities dropping in our lap. We can surrender to the stillness, the safety of sameness, in fact, and not get out ahead of ourselves and ahead of God. This moment is perfectly fine if we're not qualifying and judging it. The timing for outward change may not be now, but we can embrace this moment as a time for inward change, maybe. It's a good time to be grateful. It's a good time to let go of preconceived ideas of what joy looks like. It's a good time to relish that we may not have a million new things to do, so maybe it's a time to rest and relax with the familiar for a while, readying ourselves for what is to come in God's exquisite timing. Well, there it is. That's what I've got for you today. I hope that you find some of those ideas helpful and that you won't hesitate to reach out to me to gain more clarity or for some support with your divine purpose. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com, or you can check out my website, beingfreenow.com, and my blog at beingfreenow.blog. See you next week.